Hey everybody, thank you for joining me once again. This is Chris. This is episode 14 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast, and I'm coming to you from the woods, surrounded by cicadas, singing happily, very loudly. It's the cicada apocalypse here in Northern Virginia in the summer. Summer 2021, the 17-year locusts are out in force. First of all, I want to say thank you for all the people who have been listening to me. I've had more than 200 downloads, which are, for me is a lot. I'm just shocked that, it makes me feel like I'm not wasting my time. So I just want to say thank you. I really appreciate you listening. And I'm going to keep going and see where this whole thing goes. And hopefully I won't get attacked by the cicadas. I think we have a real problem, in America. I think we've got a real problem with politics becoming a team sport where we got red versus blue. And the Democrats are, I just don't think a lot of Democrats really think about what the policies that they're embracing are. And I think we see this on both sides, but I think Democrats generally aren't really paying attention to the fact that the Democrat Party has basically become the Communist Party. And everything they embrace is authoritarianism, totalitarianism, communism. And they just don't care. They just want to be on the other side as Republicans. They just want to be on the opposite side. And so they're just going to do the opposite of whatever the Republicans say. And so I think that we have to make good arguments and bring these people to their senses. And I think we can. I think we can win these arguments. We can win debates because we have the better arguments. We believe in freedom. We believe that people should be free to make their own decisions. We don't believe that we should be ruled by a kind of political ruling class that will make all the decisions for us. They're not, these people in Washington or whatever your state capital is, they're not geniuses. They don't know what they're doing. We should not have faith in them. And that's really what the Democrat Party has kind of become. It's become a very religious party, but the religion is big government. The God, their one true God is big government. But I think that what I want to talk about in this episode is sustainability, because Democrats love to talk about sustainability, and I think that I think it's pretty clear that America is completely unsustainable. And so what do I mean by that? I mean that we are becoming a country that is divided between two classes of people. You've got the taxpayers and the tax consumers, the people who consume all the taxes. They don't pay any taxes. They may pay some taxes, gas taxes and sales taxes and corporate taxes. People don't realize that corporations don't pay any taxes. This is a big problem among Democrats. Democrats don't get that corporations don't pay taxes, okay? People pay taxes. And so if you raise McDonald's, where does McDonald's get their money? They have no money. You walk in to a McDonald's and you walk in with money and you walk out with a hamburger or something that sort of semi-resembles a hamburger. So if you raise taxes on McDonald's, well, they just have to get more of your money. That's all it is. Or they have to cut spending somewhere else to make ends meet. For example, they may have a landscaping company that comes and cleans their, does their landscaping that once a week. They may just cut that budget down to twice a week or once a month. And so the landscapers are the guys who are actually paying the corporate tax that you just raised, because you think McDonald's, you think the big evil corporation is paying the tax, but it's really the landscaper guy who just got his contract cut. Right. So, but that's a separate issue. But I'll do a separate podcast about that, I guess. But for now, we have to talk about what the two classes of the two categories of people are, you know, the taxpayers and the tax consumers. And look, a typical relationship between government and the people is you pay taxes, the people work and pay taxes, and the government takes that tax money and then provides the people services, certain services like national defense, roads, police, a system of law and order to, like I've said, adjudicate disputes and punish people who violate the rights of other people, and fire departments and stuff like that. Well, America has gone way beyond that, okay? Way beyond that. We're now to the point where people pay taxes, massive amounts of taxes to the federal government, but a lot of that tax money doesn't go to those services. It doesn't go to roads, it doesn't go to bridges. It goes to the military, but of course the military is way too big. It doesn't need to be as big as it. The military has become bloated to the point where it's just way too big. It doesn't need to be as big as it is, and that's a problem that Republicans have to deal with. And I mentioned that in a previous podcast. But a lot of that tax money goes toward just paying other people, just transfer payments. Right? That's what they're called. They're called transfer payments. They're not services. They're not I pay taxes to the government and the government gives me a service in return. No. It's I pay taxes to the government and the government takes most of that money and just gives it away to somebody else. And that's what I talk about. That's what I'm talking about when I say we have two classes of people. We have the taxpayers and the tax consumers. The tax consumers are members of government, government employees. You have government contractors, people who are supposedly private sector, but they live off of taxpayer money. The military. The older people on retired people on Medicaid or Medicare and Social Security, and a lot of older people will say, "Well, but I paid into that fund," and yeah, you did, but the government spent it all. The government spent all that money; it's gone. So that money has to now be paid through current tax revenue. There is no big giant pile of money that the government is reaching into and paying you your Social Security checks. It's just not happening. Then you've got poor people on Medicaid and SNAP and all the other welfare programs. And you've got kids on financial aid, going to college. You know, and you've got all the people in academia who are living off of all that financial aid, the college professors and all the people who work at the colleges and universities, which have also become completely bloated. And there's way too many people work, all the administrators, and you've got professors who teach one class per semester or something like that. It's ridiculous how much money is just being sucked up by academia. And that's through college financial aid for students and also grants to the colleges, all that kind of stuff. So government grants. And so, you know, basically we've become this country that is completely unsustainable. Think of it this way. If you have a country of 100 people and you've got 90 people who are working and paying taxes, and you've got 10 people in the government who are actually doing all the stuff that the government needs to do. So the burden on each taxpayer is split. The burden is split by 90. So you have 10 people in government and you have 90 taxpayers who are supporting those 10 people. So it's a 9-to-1 ratio, right? So the burden on each of those 90 taxpayers is low. Well, let's say now you've got 20 people in government. Or just dependent on government, because it's not just in government, it's the whole public sector, private sector. As the public sector, as the number of tax consumers goes up, by definition, the number of taxpayers goes down. So Now you've got 20 people, 30 people, 40 people, 50 people. So you had 50 people. Now you have 50 people in government, or dependent on government, tax consumers, and then, but now by definition, you've got 50 taxpayers. So each taxpayer is now supporting one tax consumer, whereas before it was 9-1. So you have 9 taxpayers supporting one government, one tax consumer. So you've got each taxpayer has 1/9 is supporting 1/9 of a tax consumer. But now as the tax consumers have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, more and more and more of them, now you have each taxpayer is supporting one tax consumer. So the ratio, it's gone up by orders of magnitude, essentially, almost one order of magnitude, I guess. So, you know, it's a significant increase in tax burden, and it's gotten to the point where the government doesn't even, the taxes don't even pay for everything. They haven't for a long time. That's why we have deficits, right? I mean, that's why we're in debt. That's why we're $30 trillion in debt, because our government is so big, the tax consumers are so many, that the taxpayers can't even support them all. It's completely unsustainable. And everything the Democrats do just creates more tax consumers and fewer, by definition, fewer taxpayers. So, you know, we as Republicans, we want to make people independent. We want to make people self-sufficient. We want to reduce the number of people who are dependent on government, dependent on tax dollars. That's what we have to do. That's the argument that we have to make. And it's a really winnable, clear argument. It's clear. It's such a simple, clear, and unassailable argument. It's really, you can't deny what I'm saying is right. You can't deny the fact that America has become a completely unsustainable model of more and more and more and more people reaching into the pot and taking money out, and fewer and fewer and fewer people putting money into the pot. It just makes such clear, common sense. And that is the kind of argument that we need to make. We want to make people independent, self-sufficient. We want to make it easier for people to start businesses and get jobs. We don't want to throw up more barriers, more regulatory hurdles that people have to jump over in order to start a business or expand a business. More, you know, minimum wage laws that just outlaw poor people from getting jobs. Basically, poor people just can't get jobs because they, poor, unskilled, inexperienced, uneducated people just can't get jobs because they're just not productive enough to warrant the higher minimum wage. So they're dependent on government. All of this stuff and every problem that arises, the government wants to create another department. You know, hire more people. They want to expand more government, bigger government, more government programs, more government agencies. It all just creates more and more and more tax consumers, and it just makes America more and more and more unsustainable. So, so this is the argument we need to make. These are the kinds of arguments we need to make. This particular argument, we can make this argument, we can win debates, and we can win people, we can bring people to their senses. These people who are voting for all this stuff, they haven't thought this stuff through. And the problem is, most Republicans haven't thought this stuff through either. Because if we had, we'd been making these kinds of arguments the whole time. But so I think that, you know, that's why I'm doing this. That's, you know, I'm just trying to help people on both sides come to their senses so that we don't have this horribly unsustainable country that is just gonna collapse into insolvency. So that's why I'm doing this. And hopefully I can help out. Hopefully people, you know, a few people will listen to this and get some ideas from it and make some, you know, next time you're at a cocktail party, or if you're a Republican candidate, or if you're a Democrat candidate, think about this stuff. You know, think about what your party is doing. And because it's really leading us down a really bad dead-end road, essentially. A road to disaster. So, all right. Well, I hope you could hear any of that over the cicadas and in the dying light of the evening here, if you're watching on Rumble. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you again for listening and for supporting me. And share this if you can remember to rate this podcast on iTunes. That would help a lot. I think that helps a lot in getting more people to see more. It comes up, the podcast comes up in searches more if it has some reviews. So, all right. Well, thanks very much, and I will see you on the next one.